Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to The Rested Mind. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain is perpetually stuck in low battery mode? We've all been there, between work deadlines, social commitments, and that never-ending scroll through social media. It's easy to let sleep slide down the priority list. But trust me, friends, neglecting sleep isn't just about feeling tired. It impacts everything, your mood, your focus, even your creativity. That's why we're diving into the golden world of sleep hygiene today. I'm not talking about counting sheep here, though. If that works for you, go for it. We're talking about practical tips and tricks to help you get the quality rest you deserve. Ready to unlock a more energized, focused, and happier you? Let's do this. First up, consistency is key. Think of your sleep schedule like a well-oiled machine. Go to bed and wake up around the same time each day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to drift off and wake up feeling refreshed. Ever heard that saying, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise? Well, there's some truth to that. Next, create a relaxing bedtime routine. Think warm baths, a calming book, definitely ditch the thriller, or some soothing music. Avoid screen time for at least an hour before bed. The blue light emitted from phones and laptops can interfere with your melatonin production, making it harder to fall asleep. Speaking of melatonin, consider taking a natural sleep aid if needed. Melatonin supplements can help regulate your sleep cycle, especially if you're traveling across time zones or just struggling to wind down. Remember, consult your doctor before trying any new supplements. Make sure your bedroom is a sleep sanctuary. Think dark, quiet, and cool. Invest in blackout curtains, earplugs, or a white noise machine to block out any distractions. And keep the temperature around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the sweet spot for most people. It's like Goldilocks found the perfect sleeping temperature. Don't underestimate the power of exercise. Regular physical activity can improve your sleep quality. Just try not to work out too close to bedtime. Think of it like this. You want to tire out your body, not rev it up right before trying to snooze. Now for a bit of food for thought. What you eat can also affect your sleep. Avoid large meals and caffeine close to bedtime. Opt for a light snack if you're feeling hungry, like a small bowl of oatmeal or some Greek yogurt. Think of your dinner as the last call before bedtime. Here's another one that might surprise you. Exposure to sunlight during the day can help regulate your natural sleep-wake cycle. Try to get at least 30 minutes of sunshine each morning. It's like hitting the reset button on your internal clock. And finally, if you're struggling with chronic sleep problems, don't hesitate to talk to your doctor. They can rule out any underlying medical conditions and offer personalized advice. Remember, good sleep is a gift you give yourself. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're Sarah. She works long hours, has a packed social life, and spends way too much time scrolling through social media before bed. Sound familiar? Sarah often feels exhausted, can't concentrate at work, and just doesn't feel her best. But here's the thing. Sarah could easily implement some of these sleep hygiene tips to make a huge difference. Maybe she starts winding down with a warm bath and a good book, sets a no phone rule an hour before bed, or even tries going for a walk in the sunshine during her lunch break. Small changes can lead to big results. So there you have it, 10 sleep hygiene tips that can transform your nights and days. Remember, prioritizing sleep isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Implement these tips, listen to your body, and watch as your rested mind unlocks a world of possibilities. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest sleep struggles? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below, or tag me on social media using hashtag TheRestedMind. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with practical tips and inspiration for living your best life. Until next time, keep that mind rested and that energy flowing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.